Congregation, may rise as we continue with the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O blessed Lord, we give you thanks that the mystery once hidden has now been revealed. We thank you for the clear message that Jesus has come for all people. Grant us boldness so that we may proclaim with confidence this saving gospel and prepare the hearts of those who hear so that they may believe in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, we pray for our partner in ministry, Zion Lutheran School. We pray that the children take delight in learning about your creation and your love found in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Blessed Savior, you have made your church to be the home of all people and bid us welcome the stranger in your name. Bless our life together around your word and table, and bless those who serve us with this ministry on your behalf. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, your Son came to grant us healing, comfort, and peace sufficient for all our needs. We cry to you on behalf of those in our congregation and uplift those in our hearts, specifically, Lord, for Kai, Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Gail, Merle, Ava, Paul, Evan, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Alicia, Gary, Joel, Ryan, Sandy, Elena and her family, Marianne, Rick, Cassidy, Steve, Wayne, those facing and recovering from surgery, Ron Motlock, Addie, Lou, for Larry Oliver in his ordination and installation at Emmanuel today, that it be a blessing, and that you would continue to walk in their journey together as pastor and people. We pray that there, all those that are suffering, that they be relieved, their sorrows find comfort, and their hearts know the fullness of your peace. Lord, in your mercy, grant to us all things needful and keep us from all things harmful. O Lord, for we trust in your goodness and in your mercy. Through Jesus our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord. Sharing our life, he lived among us to reveal your glory and love, that our darkness should give way to his own brilliant light. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of the Lord for the people of the Lord. You may be seated for distribution.